Good morning. Welcome to the very first ever Delaware Live Music Podcast, part of Rehoboth Social Podcast Network. We're very honored, and I'm giddy today to have this first one guest performers, the Honey Badgers. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself. I'm Jim Rezac, by the way. I always forget to.
It's important. My name's Aaron, and I'm one half of the Honey Badgers.
My name is Michael Natron, and I am the other half of the Honey Badgers.
Oh, sweet. We've got a full Honey Badger set here.
I was really, really excited that you guys accepted the invite for the first show because, and we'll get into this more, our paths have crossed a little bit just from being performers. Saw you just recently at the, and I always have to stop myself, the Shazizzle Fest. Takes a wind up before I can say that. But yeah, really excited that you guys are on it. You know, took the time to go to your Facebook page, and you guys are busy as ever. If in case there's someone out there who has not heard of you guys, which I find that really hard to believe, can we just go over the quick Honey Badger story? If there is one,
sure.
Yeah, I know there's one. Yeah, like how you guys came to be.
Yeah. Not to be a bad podcast guest, but is that still recording? Cool. Just wanted to make sure.
Someone's paying attention, and it's not me.
I'm just very easily distracted. So the Honey Badger story, how we came to be. Do you want to tell it?
You're better at telling it. It's okay. Tied to the Delmarva Folk Festival.
Yes.
It was 8 years ago, I guess, 2011.
Yeah, a little over 8 years ago.
Yeah, every year they have a folk hero competition, and the winners get to open up the festival on Saturday.
That's the first time I heard about you guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so I was there at the beginning.
Cool, so you can tell the rest of the story.
Okay, yeah. So Michael was in a band called Battle Shy Youths, which is like one of the best band names ever. and it was like a folk rock band. And he wanted to enter this folk hero competition. And he knew that I played violin. And so to give him like a little edge up in the folk genre, he asked me to play with him. And I had never really done anything like that.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
oh my
I was
God,
like this... choir nerd, orchestra, a cappella.
Yes.
Like, hadn't played violin in a while.
It's almost, isn't it similar to, and I butcher facts, but the Lumineers, didn't they also seek out someone who played violin, the woman who plays? Yeah, I'm going to check into that because I think that's a very similar story.
But go ahead. That would be exciting if we were in that category. but yeah, so we formed a duet, practiced a couple times. The one thing we failed to think about is like, what was our name going to be as this duet? So we showed up to the competition just having watched a viral video called The Crazy, Nasty, Bleep, Honey Badger. And they were like, okay, what's your name? And we were like, we're not going to be Aaron and Michael because we're not boring. So we decided to call ourselves the Honey Badgers.
That's excellent. That's like right. It's like the Buddy Holly and the Crickets or something like that. I love when names come organically like that. Yeah. That's cool. Well, it really stuck and people, I don't know anyone. You know, none of my associates or friends in the business hasn't heard of you guys. You know, so that's great. That's cool. And you did it pick up like right? Did you guys just hit it right then? Just start?
Yeah, I mean that night we were picked as one of the two finalists, so we were sort of stuck with the name after that. and we started playing more and more together after that festival. We played a few house shows, just started getting booked for shows around Newark, Delaware, and then just kept on going with it.
Nice.
Yeah.
The house concerts are kind of cool, aren't they? We have been involved in some of those on both ends of it,
and
putting some on and playing for some. Do a shameless plug here. I'm starting to do one. A house concert style out of the ice house in Wyoming.
Right.
I'll have to hit you guys up, see if you're interested in doing that, see if your busy schedules will allow that. But, yeah, they're fun to do. They're really.
Yeah, they're probably my favorite way of hearing music and performing music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very intimate.
Isn't the audience like the best, you know, because they're actually sitting and paying attention and not watching the game.
Yeah. Right? they want to be there.
First song when you look out and people are actually like listening to the lyrics and they're committed. I'm like, okay, this is new and exciting.
Like they're paying attention. Yeah. Yeah. Very, very cool. So I want to just, I keep using the term crossing paths. I think the first I had heard of you guys, and then shortly after that, I think I was in a band called Runaway Train, an Americana band, and we crossed paths at the Fordham Brewery. Maybe not the first one, but one of the first R2 Hop2 festivals.
That was the weather
was beautiful.
Oh my gosh, that was a blast that year we played.
Yeah, those are always fun. But it seems like in addition to house concerts, festivals have become big for you guys.
We played Music Fest. I think you did as well this year.
I couldn't shut up about it. And then I saw you guys on there. So, oh my God, what day did you guys play up there?
I think we were on like a Monday.
We played a Monday, like noontime set and evening set.
And nice. It was still packed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I was worried. I played the last day, Sunday. I thought, no one's going to be hanging around. But then someone said, no, they'll be here because they shoot off fireworks and they shot it off like right about where I was down near the steel stacks in the cinema, you know.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. And I was a little worried about that cause it's, you know, most of the stages are outside, but this one was tucked away. You had to actually purposely go. You couldn't just stumble across me. So I was like, no one's going to come, but it was well attended. So it was cool. Good. That's fun.
I think that's one of the stages we had played as well. And it's nice in the summer because it's air conditioned. And if it's raining or anything, people come into inside shows. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it was a neat experience. But it's nice to see some of the, we probably heard about the whole Shazizzle Fest. I still trip over that Shazizzle Fest, and that was great. There was Blue Earl and Gable Music Ventures put that on, and that was a lot of fun. I thought that was well organized, for the first time.
It was great weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because it was like a little iffy, but then it kind of or looked like it was going to get that way. But yeah, beautiful weather.
Yeah.
I did take the liberty to check out your schedule just for November, and it's pretty impressive. Delaware is not the only place you guys play.
That's right.
Can you tell us about some of the places that you have played this month or are going to play?
Sure. If you don't mind, maybe I'll go further back than this month.
That's great. Yeah.
We've been touring since April, I think.
Nice.
And so we've been like down to Florida and a couple states on the way, up to Maine and a couple states on the way.
Nice.
Let's see. We went out to Austin. So we've covered like a good chunk of the United States this summer.
that's impressive. So you guys are out there. And there's probably a lot of people that don't realize that about you guys that think, you know, like, oh yeah, they're the guys that play around here.
Yeah. Well, started it. So it's like kind of new to us. For 8 years we have been like just the guys who play around Delaware and like on the weekends, and now we're kind of choosing a little bit of a different path.
Good.
Yeah. We've been doing it full time since we quit our jobs in March. So
nice.
Yeah. It's been great.
Well, the cool thing about this being a podcast, we're hoping that, you know, we're all, you know, I blast it on social media and, you know, God love Facebook. They're not all from Dover. So hopefully this will be heard by people where they can maybe look into catching you guys at some of these places. I saw you were playing like a lot of, I think Connecticut, New Hampshire.
We just got back from a conference in Connecticut. We did a 2-week run of New England shows and went to the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance conference.
Nice. You said that so confidently. Every time I say it, it's like the acronym is NERFA, and when I go to say it, I'm like the North East R.
So there's an organization called Folk Alliance International, and they have these regional conferences, and it's just like a crazy weekend playing music in the hotel rooms till 3 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great. We met a ton of really cool bands, really impressive acts that like pushed us to want to be better.
Yeah.
That's always good too when you get those kinds of. I used to write an article about live music in the Kent County area, and I wrote a line about a good friend of mine, a guy named Junior Wilson, multi instrumentalist, but he's the kind of guy that when you see him, you either feel like going home and practicing or giving it up completely. You know? And those are always the best, I think. I just mentioned the word multi-instrumentalist, and mostly for my clarification, you guys play a couple different instruments, right? It's not just guitar and fiddle, right?
Yes. Yeah,
I play mainly guitar, sometimes mandolin. But Aaron is the true instrument, multi-instrumentalist.
I don't even know if I would call myself a true multi-instrumentalist. I would call myself a gets bored easily. So I dabble in guitar, ukulele, piano, and then I play violin. Anything else?
Maybe we should ask you what you don't play.
I play everything to a middling degree, if that makes sense.
When I was with the aforementioned Runaway Train, I was playing a six string banjo.
Oh,
and which I liked. You know, I was being lazy. I didn't want to learn a banjo. You know, so I bought a six string, and I had the top two strings, which don't belong on a banjo. The bass, you know, I replaced them with, you know, kept them tuned to the same note, only an octave or two higher, whatever it was I did, which was different. But I finally broke down. I think I sold that to get a Gretsch. But I broke down and got a banjo five string, and that's kind of neat too.
Yeah.
So now do you play the banjo out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh,
a little bit.
Cool.
I don't play as much. I have a buddy that I do a duo with. We're talking about names. I got to tell you this story. So my friend is and he makes, you know, he makes no doesn't hide this, but he's been clean for about 15 years, and so we were trying to come up with a name, and I was in a similar situation. This is about 5 years ago, and I was pressed, and I came up with the name Pub Crawl. And he told me, he says, "Hey, by the way, my sponsor really loves the name you chose." I said, so we had a couple of names along the way that we were going to use. He came up with one, Gypsy's Kiss, and I thought, "Oh, that's a good name."
That is good.
Very Celtic, almost, you know. Mm. But in the end, we said, "No, we already got Pub Crawl. It's already a." I don't know where I was going with that, but we played. The whole banjo thing, he's been on me to break it out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not quite ready yet, but I think I'm about ready to break that out. But it's neat, some of the things that we're hearing now, ukulele has just taken off.
People
get really excited when Aaron pulls that out at gigs,
which is so funny to me because I am like not quite reconciled with the fact that like the ukulele is a serious instrument now, because I just feel like it's so fun and so easy. Like it's almost too easy.
Right. I do a little teaching, and I do a lot of teaching. I teach guitar and I do some ukulele. And one of the things, I stumbled into was, you know, you quickly get, like you said, it's easy. You know, you throw some chords, and the next thing you know, you got a student who's like, "Hey, thanks for the lessons. I'm going to go off on my own now."
Right.
I started playing classical ukulele. It's like classical guitar. I'll send you some links.
Okay.
It's like classical guitar, but it's only three strings. But it's like, you know, really cool classical music. You know, like, and I'm really enjoying it. And I find the if you ever want to boost your interest in ukulele, just when you start thinking like, yeah, it's a, well, you know, we probably grew up, you know, if you ever asked for a guitar when you're a kid for Christmas, you probably got a, you know, if you were little enough, you probably got a ukulele instead. Here, this is a guitar. You know, he doesn't know any better. Give him the good, you know, but so it does have that toy kind of, but man, it's a serious instrument.
Yeah. And once you get like a real, I mean, not that a toy ukulele isn't real, but,
no, but I knew.
You can, you know, get like a little bit of a higher end one and it has a nicer sound and it's like, oh, this is an instrument.
You start making it with the exotic woods and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the, let's see, let me butcher this name, the, I think it's called the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
I think I have, yeah.
There's a YouTube video of them doing the good, the bad, the ugly.
Oh my gosh.
Cool. Oh my God. It's great.
You gotta look it up.
Definitely look it up. Nice. It's worth the while. It's
do they have like bass guitar strings on big ukuleles?
I know they have, you know, they have the baritone ukus, which is like the, you know, first four strings of a guitar, but, I think someone told me they had a bass uke, but I think at that point I'm thinking, I just get a bass guitar.
Right. What's the point?
Come on. Yeah. I'm amazed at the family of instruments. Everyone, there's a family for the mandolin. I used to think, mandolin, that's all there is. No, there's a mandola, mandocello. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kind of neat. So I got to ask you about that. I see that.
Yes.
The CD. Can you tell us about that a little bit? and please don't, you know, tell us where you can get it and
okay.
you know, where you can, and, you know, social media, where they can just check you guys out, sign up, tune in, whatever.
Sure. So I'll try to make this a short story, but we mentioned briefly that in March we both quit our jobs.
Did you? I know you went on tour, but I didn't hear
that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you guys, this is fantastic.
Yeah. So, I didn't quite have like a super hard transition because I was already like teaching lessons and, working part time, at another place. So I was like already sort of self-employed, but Michael was working like a real 9-to-5 corporate
job. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a massive change for me.
Yeah. Dude. So, so we quit our jobs, and at the same time we released an album. So the year prior to releasing an album, the album was kind of crazy.
It was a lot of planning and a lot of preparation for that massive life change, but also like the pre-production for this album, we probably started like a year prior to the release.
Yeah.
Just like refining the songs and then started recording around like July or August last year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then it was August. Yeah,
got everything tracked and then mixed and then mastered. And so released this album. It's called Meet Me. It came out in March. And it's available. Our website is honeybadgerfolk.com. I don't know if we said that yet.
No.
We didn't.
Cool. But yeah, you can check us out there. All of our social media handles are at honeybadgerfolk. And the album is available on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere that has music on the internet.
Yeah. Although, if you do want to check out the album and purchase it, I will say the best place to purchase it is either from us at a show or on Bandcamp, because I believe we get the actual money from Bandcamp, whereas like elsewhere we don't get.
Cool.
You get a larger cut when you sell it on Bandcamp
just
versus
being,
streaming.
You know,
no, that's
straightforward.
No, that's good.
Yeah. Or in Delaware, you can purchase it at Rainbow Records in New York.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Well, that's important, and yeah, please, this day and age is different than it used to be, so yeah, no harm, no foul, definitely let them know. Well, that's good, so you guys, this came out in March, and you went on the road in April?
Yes.
Perfect, good, good, and I'm assuming it was well-received. Yeah, you guys are good. I've heard you in, you know, I guess I've heard you all through the years that you've been together. I didn't realize that the Folk Fest way back when was the first.
Yep.
That's cool. Very, very cool. I saw something, if I can refer to something I saw you had a video for Tiny Desk Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Was that,
yeah.
What was that? That seemed interesting.
Yeah, the past several years, I think this was the third or fourth year they've done it, maybe the fifth. NPR has its Tiny Desk Concert Series where they bring in like massive recording artists to their studios. But the past few years, they've had this contest where you can record a similar style video anywhere. It just has to feature a desk and an original song. And so, yeah, we've recorded one the past couple of years. I think we missed 1 year maybe, but it's fun to do. It's nice to get in like a quality recording session and submit it to the contest and share and watch other people's.
You can put a Seinfeld spin on it and maybe do a song about a desk.
Yeah.
Coffee table reference. Sorry.
Our desk is in our song.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, because I saw that and I thought, oh, that's really neat. Your Facebook page, and this is probably a free tip for anybody else out there, really engaging. It's not just pictures. Here we are, here we are. And it's not just videos of performance. It's got a little bit of, you know, you got a lot of cool stuff on there. It's
cool. Thank you.
Thanks for saying that.
It takes a ridiculous amount of time. Not ridiculous, but more than you would, you know, hope to spend on social media.
Right.
So that's really nice to hear.
Oh, yeah. I realize that. It's, I watched my son post videos. He's a gamer and he posts really good reviews, I think, because I'm his dad, you know, of course. But, and the time that goes into it, you know, anyone can slap a picture or selfie or something like that. But yeah, I enjoyed your Facebook page. Can we go through the social media and the website stuff again, just in case missed that? Can you tell them?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, so our website is honeybadgerfolk.com, and you can actually get to all of our social media profiles from there, I believe.
And sign up for our mailing list there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, yeah. Yeah. And then all of our social media handles are at Honey Badger Folk. So if you go to facebook.com/honeybadgerfolk, you'll find us.
I'm real excited. We're going to probably wrap up the talking part and get you guys playing, because we very excited that you guys are actually going to be performing. And kudos to you, because it's early in the morning, early in the day, so you know, these guys are really, really dedicated to do that for us. Yeah. But before we do, like in the next, like say week, 2 weeks, where are you guys going to be playing?
So we actually are taking a step back from performing so hard, which, no, it's fine. It's, we've been kind of going hard since like April, so it's time for a rest, but we are playing, I believe, at Miss Billion coming up.
Yeah. I don't know when this will go online, but we have 2 December gigs.
Oh no, it'll be before then.
Okay,
we're hoping in the next 24 hours.
Oh nice. My so gosh, perfect. You guys are on top of it.
Yeah, Friday, December 13th, we'll be at Miss Billion River Brewing in Milford. And Sunday, December 29th, we'll be at Harvest Ridge Winery in Merrydale.
Mm-hmm. I love that place. And
nice there.
Yeah, oh, it is. And I it's funny, even on some of the warm days, they say, do you want to play inside? I said, I want to go outside. It's just that gazebo is really nice. Miss Billion, if anyone is in the local area, especially, you know, Milford, Dover, or even if they're not, it's worth the trip. It's a fun little place. They've got great craft beer, and it's a neat, intimate setting, even though there are we were talking before about, you know, playing a place where there's televisions and people are watching the game and stuff, and that's a very fun place.
The staff is friendly, there's locals there,
the beers are good,
they allow dogs.
Yes, there are breweries where it's like, you know, it's fun to play, but it's, you know, at the end of the day you're not feeling super fulfilled, and then there's breweries like Miss Billion where you're like, that was a good time. Like,
right, I'm glad you said that, because that's kind of what I was getting at. It's I've played there before, you know, I've played places where, you know, you realize very quickly, you put on that thick skin of yours, and you realize that you're not there for people to listen to the words. But Miss Billion always surprises me. There's always someone comes up and says, was that an original, or what was that line about, you know? And great place. Well, listen, we're gonna wrap up the interview part of it and get you guys playing. Thanks again, Honey Badgers. Thank you so much for coming on. This was the inaugural maiden voyage of Delaware Live Music, and it was an honor to have you guys be on the first one.
Thank you. Is that okay if I just do one little plug?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
No, please do.
I just remembered, we're currently booking for 2020, and we're kind of looking to do something slightly different for 2020. So if anyone's interested in having the Honey Badgers at a house concert or even a wedding, anything private like that.
Excellent, excellent idea. And I'm going to go a step further. I'm assuming we've been batting around the idea of the term house concert, but let's tell people, a little, educate people, because there might be someone saying, oh, I didn't know that's what that was. House concert is, you know, a concert in your home or in your big garage or your basement or pool deck or, even doesn't have to be attached to the house, you know, but it's very casual, right? So people come, maybe sometimes they have a bring a potluck, you know, BYOB kind of a thing, and suggested donation. That way no one has to buy a license to charge and sell tickets. But they're usually fun, they're intimate, and you could have it anywhere. And if you're interested in, if you're a fan of live original music, here's a chance to get a really, really good group at your event. So, great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Honey Badgers.
All righty. The first song we're going to play, it's called Compass and Map. It's from our new album, Meet Me. And it's a song about traveling and discovering yourself and where you are in the world. I've got a compass and a map, follow the stream, create a path on my way back home to you. Oh, many days have passed, strive to perfect my craft on my way back home to you. Storms I've weathered, bridges I've burned, traveling across the land. Knee I've had, I've lost, it makes you understand. You gotta pick your battles wisely, young man. And I never promise anything I cannot do. Dear, I promise that I will always love you. Storms I've weathered, bridges I've burned, traveling across the land. Many I've had, riches I've lost. Understand, you gotta pick your battles wisely, young man. Storms I've weathered, bridges I've burned, traveling across the land. Many I've had, riches I've lost, it makes you understand. You gotta pick your battles wisely, young man. Bridges I've burned, traveling across the land. Many I've had, riches I've lost, it makes you understand. You gotta pick your battles wisely, young man. Storms I've weathered, bridges I've burned, traveling across the land. Many I've had, riches I've lost, it makes you understand. You gotta pick your battles wisely, young man. 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 Sounds good.
What do you want to do next?
You want to do home for a little while?
Sure.
Cool. The aforementioned ukulele.
All right, so we're going to play a song called Home for a Little While, featuring the ukulele, which I think Michael just said. So this song came about after a month of touring. Neither of us had ever toured extensively before, and I really enjoyed it. I don't know about Michael.
Yeah, it was magical.
Yeah, it was a beautiful first month of touring. We had such a good time, and I felt like it was truly where I belonged. I felt really at home on the road. But then when I got home after that first month and woke up in my own bed, I thought to myself, wait, now this feels really like home. It feels very, very comforting. And so I sat on my porch the morning that we arrived back and sort of thought about how good it is to be out in the world and how good it is to come back home. So this is called Home for a Little While, which describes our lives perfectly. I'm thankful for the morning, slipping into the afternoon, for the sun on the leaves and the grass underneath and the feeling of something. Sip the sunlight, a little too late for the moon, but it's okay, yeah, it's all right. Oh, I know she'll come back soon.
Oh, daughter, watch the water, fill yourself with joy. Oh, sister, don't you dare resist her. The tides will bring you home.
I stand tall when my feet are moving, a little smaller when they're nailed to the ground. Take a break in a beautiful place, it all comes back around.
Oh, daughter, watch the water, fill yourself with joy. Oh, sister, don't you dare resist her, the tides will bring. Not that great, but that's all right.
We're gonna, if it's okay, we're gonna squeeze one more song out of you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can do that.
Cool. All right, this last one is gonna be Meet Me, the title track from our album, Meet
Me.
Yes,
which you can find at honeybadgerfolk.com/meetme.
Are you warmed up enough?
Why not?
We'll figure it out.
Oh,
since the early days. When chaos reigns,
always get my own way.
We lit a match in a house of hay.
Deadly, but it was so warm.
Cold October day.
Great job, guys. That was the Honey Badgers once again.
Thanks.
The first ever Delaware Live music podcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.